And our next guest is Debbie Ristow, founder of Long Road Home Rescue. Debbie, welcome, and thank you so much for taking your time to come on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We're delighted to be here.
So we are
saving dogs. Sorry.
No worries. So we are 100 Women Who Care About Long Island, and your charity came in and was vetted as a nonprofit organization that services the Long Island area. Can you share with our listeners this morning, what is the mission and purpose of your rescue?
The mission and purpose of our rescue is to save overlooked dogs. Dogs that will not be chosen by an adopter going into a shelter or other rescue group. We are taking dogs at the last second before euthanasia. They're overlooked for a number of reasons. It could be their breed, their size. They might have a disability. It could be their color. Something is perhaps a little different with their gait. It could be facial features. They could be possibly they had been previously abused and a little frightened. Perhaps they're missing a little fur. A piece of the ear is missing. They could perhaps need a hip operation, an elbow operation. They have heartworm. Perhaps their tail has been injured from being in the shelter. It has to be amputated. It cannot be saved. Maybe they have Lyme disease. It could be a senior dog who is competing with lots and lots of young and middle-aged dogs, and perhaps they don't show well in the shelter environment. These are just some of the reasons, you know, that we are looking at these dogs. And of course, they're wonderful dogs. They're just needing a chance to get into a real home and to be worked with a little bit. And they all have a story. And you would be so surprised when given a chance, these dogs blossom. Of course, they need health care, a great deal of health care. They need high-quality food. They need interaction. They need love and acceptance. They need to be able to play and be a dog. And they need to be around people that really understand them. So we offer medical care, holistic care. We have a behaviorist who works with them. We have a trainer who helps us and bails us out also all the time, gives us help. We have two ladies who are quite knowledgeable, and they help us. Our volunteers, our wonderful volunteers.
Debbie, let me ask you one question because it's getting to me so much. So my dad lives in Northborough, Massachusetts, and his neighbor is the most wonderful woman in the world. She is a nurse, and she has three dogs that have three legs. And so they are wonderful. I go there and, you know, they come running out and they look at you like, what's up? What's up for you today? So, but let me ask you one question. So these are dogs that are filled with love and need a chance. I heard you on that one. But why are they so appreciated and loved by their rescue families?
They are very well matched. We do a lot of talking and getting to know each other. It is very hard to place the dog unless you know a lot about the people and their expectations. And we set up good expectations on both ends so that everyone is on the same page. And
yes,
I think that is why it's so successful.
And then before we run out of time, I want to ask you, how does someone get in touch with you to be able to, do they have to set up an application for a pet for the interview process? Where do they go? How does that work? And give us your telephone number and your website address so people can get in touch with you.
Yes. Oh, that's great. The phone number is 516-459-3509. And our address is www.longroadhomerescue.com. There's an application right on the website. And we do urge people to call us or text us or email us, whichever they prefer. And we will set them up with a perfect match.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So we have a little bit more time. So let's talk about the pet match a little bit. How long are you with the pet to know them and to be able to relate to them so that you know how to match them up with the family?
We have pets in various locations, and so I speak with the fosters. And they tell me all about the pet, and I, over a period of time, keep asking questions, and I do have the adopters speaking with them as well, and I speak with the adopters quite a few times, and, you know, by the end of the process, you know, it takes a lot of thought as well. It's people are very comfortable with the dog and all the information, and then we urge them to meet the dog once or maybe more than once. It's a bit of a, you know, it takes time. It's not a 1-2-3 thing.
Right, right. And, but, you know, Debbie, I didn't ask you, how did you get involved in this?
Oh, I took a dog from a supposed no-kill shelter that was actually a kill shelter. And the dog was very interesting dog and probably wouldn't have survived in most homes and did very well in mine. And I realized that there's a need for people to save dogs because the shelter system is broken. And I thought, even knowing nothing, if I try to learn about it, you know, I can perhaps make a contribution. I volunteered with a couple of rescue groups. I kind of saw what they did and what they didn't do. And then I just started 19 years ago.
Wow. That is amazing. And, you know, it's, there's a, you know, that everybody says that there is a match for every living creature on this earth. And so, you know, it's, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So what we might think, you know, is something that's out of the ordinary. As I mentioned when we first started, I truly believe that everything is perfect just the way it is. And it's just a matter of, you know, getting that match in heaven. I want to ask you just one more time. Can you please give us the phone number and the website?
Yes, it's 516-459-3509, and it's www.longroadhomerescue.com.
So 19 years saving 19 animals years. And making matches in heaven with a pet and a family. That is amazing. Thank you, Debbie, so much for joining us. We really are so appreciative of the work that you're doing in the Long Island community and sharing love.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting us. Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Laura Palker with 100 Women Who Care About Long Island.